Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We want to know how cold-blooded the globalists are with people like Biden killing our pipelines and not letting us drill more wells. And then going to Saudi Arabia to now come out and saying, you can cut output just after the election. He's not lobbying for America. He's not lobbying for American consumers, for energy users. He's lobbying for the globalists that want to shut this country off. But when it's happening too fast and he gets the blame, suddenly he wants it to stop. And that's the name of the game. You expose the globalists for being behind the policies, they will stop doing the policies. But if they can just act like the policies aren't them, they'll keep pushing them. Here's a great example at a town hall. Obama tells Democrats to get over the obsession with Trump and the political correctness. Though the people that he's involved with and works with, they are running this PSYOP. So there's the Hollywood darling up there at the top running the PSYOP, now trying to claim his policies aren't his policies. That, to me, is really, really important, Roger. Can you speak to that? And in closing, looking at the evidence of the massive election fraud we know we saw 2 years ago, what you're expecting this time?
Well, first of all, it's very important that you can't just scream election fraud if you lose. You have to have absolutely solid, documented proof. You can't just say, oh, well, more people showed up at my rallies than at my opponent's rallies. Therefore, there must have been voter fraud. It doesn't really work that way. So anybody who sees a situation in which there's strong indications of fraud based on anomalies or irregularities, they have to have really stone cold proof, the kind of proof that would hold up in court. Going back to your other question, I still think that President Trump will run in 2024. I still think it is conceivable that, I don't know, he could announce the Saturday before this election, which would have an electrifying effect on the election itself. And thinking outside of the box, I think his running mate, in all honesty, should be Kanye West. You want to completely shake up and change the electorate? There's a ticket I could really get behind. Now, I'm for the president. I would be very clear about that. But if you want to see the globalists and the political establishment go out of their minds, put forward a Trump-West ticket.
Well, I know they're friends. Do you think Trump and Kanye would go for it together?
Look, I can't speculate about that. But when it comes to his fealty to Jesus Christ, his strong position on life, his outspoken opposition to the cancel culture and censorship, I think he'd be an extraordinarily interesting candidate. And that's the thing about politics. If you're not interesting, if you're boring, the voters go elsewhere.
So people couldn't believe that Trump, a businessman who never held office, could win. He did. This could be the two businessmen, both pro-America, both free speech candidacy. That's a pretty good idea. Have you told Trump the idea?
I'm not going to comment on that, but two strong Christians. Look, I like to think outside the box, but I think it would electrify the electorate, and it would change 100 years of history. I just throw it out there as an idea, but I think it's intriguing. Here's what I do know. If people have a choice between Kanye West and Kamala Harris, I think I know what they would choose.
Well, absolutely. I think it's a great idea. So we need the Trump West ticket.
Yeah, let's see who can get the T-shirts up and out faster, you or me.
You know what? That's an idea. We haven't put a T-shirt out in a while. I'm going to put on a Trump West 2024 shirt. You can do it, too. I'm stealing your idea because you just gave me permission.
Look, I thought that was an electrifying interview. And I also love the guy's music. He reaches out to millennials, he reaches out to a whole younger group of voters that Republicans can't normally reach.
And now they're trying to cancel West. I have a prediction they've bit off more than they can chew.
Yeah, he is so huge that it's a gigantic mistake. Breaking news today is that he is buying Parler, where I have 345,000 followers, but I've been shadow banned since their change of ownership. I hope that that's true. I pray that it's true because we need an alternative to Twitter. Twitter is a sewer of hatred, violence, and
invective. It is. Roger Stone, thank you so much. Talk to you next week. We'll be right back with a special guest.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Researchers and minds out there on chemical, biological, and radiological war. He wrote the U.S. Law on Chemical and Biological War. He was a top U.N. war crimes prosecutor. He's also a leading lawyer. He has a special Ph.D. They only give out one a year from Harvard. The same one Henry Kissinger and others got dealing with how to control the New World Order, but he was a mole of the people. Professor Francis A. Boyle joins us. He normally comes on to talk about, in the last almost 3 years, the Wuhan lab, the gain of function, and the whole situation with the unfolding Frankenshots, as he calls them. And we'll cover that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But the reason I've known him for over 20 years is his expertise on weapons proliferation, war, and the security state. So Professor Francis A. Boyle joins us. He's also written a book, The Criminality of Nuclear Deterrence, Could the U.S. War on Terrorism Go Nuclear? And now we've seen not just Sean Penn, not just Neil deGrasse Tyson, but the London Guardian, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I mean, I can't even turn the computer on without just articles everywhere about nuclear war is not a big deal. Oh, it's not radioactive anymore. Oh, it's not a problem. We can have a nuclear war. And so this is a very dangerous moment in world history. I think the most dangerous. We've got Biden talking about Armageddon. You've got Putin saying he's not bluffing. This is a serious situation. So Professor Francis A. Boyle joins us. Thank you so much for being here with us today, sir. And let's lay out the facts.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Alex, and my best to your viewing audience. Yes, it's an extremely dangerous, existentially dangerous moment as we speak today. Biden and NATO have just launched 2 weeks of massive nuclear war operations there in Europe as we speak today. And as you know, we now have a de facto, not yet de jure, but a de facto state of war between the United States and NATO on the one hand and Russia on the other. So I can't underestimate the dangers of the situation that is facing us now. Again, we haven't seen anything this dangerous since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I would say since these massive NATO nuclear war maneuvers are going on for the next 2 weeks. This is going to be the 13 days all over again.
For those who don't know, a lot of new listeners and people that are just getting into history and politics, they don't know what about the Cuban Missile Crisis or the 13 days in May and the rest of it. But let's just have the record skip here for a moment and go back to what you said, because it's true. Russia says it. NATO even admits it. But it's in the paperwork. It's not being announced officially. We are de facto at war with Russia right now. And the average person is just going about their business like there's not a care in the world. We are de facto at war.
Yes, Alex, and I was number one in my class at Harvard Law School with the world's leading expert on the laws of war. And right now we are in a de facto state of war with Russia over Ukraine. And President Biden has no authorization from the United States Congress to go to war against Russia. And this violates the War Powers Clause of the United States Constitution and the War Powers Resolution of 1973.
You know, that's a great point. Big deals were made about George Herbert Walker Bush and others and Clinton launching a few cruise missile strikes, which I was against, in Africa or the Middle East. And both parties would make a deal against the other party that they didn't get congressional authorization. We're going headlong into nuclear war, over $100 billion sent over there right now, and there's no discussion of how this totally violates the Constitution.
That is correct. Again, the War Powers Clause of the Constitution says quite clearly only Congress can declare war. And then that has been implemented by the War Powers Resolution of 1973 that Biden is also violating. And for this reason, I have drawn up a draft bill of impeachment against Biden that is now in circulation on Capitol Hill. I already had a 30-minute conversation with one member of Congress about introducing my bill of impeachment. We went through the three articles of impeachment. He agreed with my analysis and said he was inclined to do it. But we'll see what happens. Right now, Congress is not in session.
And Dr. Boyle, let me stop you again, because usually we reach out to you. You reached out to us on the war issue. You probably sent it to us, but if not, resend it during the break so we can post it at Infowars.com and so we can read through this. Hopefully you can read some of it on air, because this is a big deal. You have a lot of gravitas. And you helped stop the experimental anthrax shots and so much. So you've had a good track record of getting Congress to listen. This is a big deal that you're circulating articles of impeachment on Capitol Hill. That's certainly good news.
Well, right, Alex. And for the record, again, I don't wish to toot my own horn here. But I also did the first draft of the impeachment resolution against President Bush Sr. That was introduced into Congress by the late Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez down there in Texas, where you are. And he and former Attorney General Ramsey Clark and I launched a campaign to impeach Bush Sr. over Gulf War I. Well, as I said, I'm a political independent. And here it does seem to me, based upon previous experience here, that Biden has reached the stage of impeachable offenses over this issue, and someone needs to put a bill of impeachment in right away to send a shot across Biden's vow that he better cease and desist from getting us into a de jure war.
Sure, and the good news is national polls show upwards of 85% of Republicans and Democrats are against this war. People instinctively know this is wrong, not just the money, but the danger. So it's a win-win for Republicans and Democrats to say no to Biden and no to the neocons. And we see Biden's people being shouted down across the country by liberals finally waking up and saying, we don't need nuclear war, led by Tulsi Gabbard's leaving the party.
Right. And Tulsi Gabbard, as you know, was the leading figure in the Democratic Party for peace. And she just resigned, saying, as she sees it, the Democratic Party has now become an elitist cabal of warmongers. But there's no support in the American people for a war against Russia in general or over Ukraine in particular. And yet the Bidenites are going full speed ahead. Blinken just announced on Friday he's sending more high-tech weapons over there to Ukraine. And as of today, Biden and his people have commenced these massive nuclear war maneuvers against Russia. What do you think Russia is going to think about this? This calls to mind the Able Archer nuclear war exercises under Reagan that the Russians interpreted we were going to attack them, and they began to proceed to respond accordingly. So it's a very dangerous situation. We already have this de facto war with Russia, and now Biden and the Bidenites and NATO's have commenced these major...
Sure, for those that don't know history like you do, we should just remind them, when you do sneak attack somebody, whether it was Hitler or the communist Russians or the U.S. in many cases, whether you're good guys or bad guys, they usually use drills as a smokescreen for when you finally launch your real attack, so your enemy is lulled into a sense of security. And by the way, Dr. Boyle did send us the articles of impeachment. I hadn't read the whole folder that he gave me this morning, and I apologize. We're going to have these articles of impeachment posted to the front page. It's its own article on Infowars.com and under the live show feed, and it'll have a headline, Articles of Impeachment Circulated in Congress, or Congress Looking at Articles of Impeachment Against President Biden for... We'll get the headline from Boyle, and we'll come back with it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Francis Boyle, one of the leading geopolitical experts in the world on warfare, chemical, biological, radiological, is our guest, and he has been successful in getting articles of impeachment introduced before. Regardless, we need this as a litmus test to force the issue against Republicans to show who the warmongers and neocons are. And a lot of Democrats are waiting for leadership, like we've seen with Tulsi Gabbard resigning out of the party. We need people protesting. We need phone calls to Congress. We need to let them know that we're not going to sleepwalk into Armageddon. So we're going to post these articles of impeachment at Infowars.com as we speak. They're being circulated in Capitol Hill, but you can supercharge them. This is a major action item for listeners and viewers. I think of the highest order, it goes without saying. So, Dr. Boyle, I interrupted a lot last segment just to have you dial in what you were saying. It was so important. I don't want to just glaze over how big this is, but for those that don't know Latin, as a lawyer and a professor, do you want to explain what de facto means? Because it's not official, but it's still the exact same thing.
Right. Alex, there's a distinction between de facto, as a matter of fact, and de jure, as a matter of law. And right now, as a matter of fact, there is a war between the United States and NATO on the one hand, and Russia on the other. Indeed, even the New York Times reported that there are U.S. special forces currently fighting in Ukraine itself that would clearly be governed by the War Powers Resolution of 1973 and the War Powers Clause and Biden of the Constitution. And Biden has no authority and currently is in violation of those sources of authorities, as well as the other mentioned in my bill of impeachment. I also wanted to point out, in addition to the 30-minute conversation I had with the member of Congress who agreed with my analysis and said he was inclined to do it, I had a 45-minute conversation with the top staffer of another member of Congress who agreed with my analysis and said that she would talk about it with her member, and also with the top staffer for a third member of Congress for 30 minutes. He agreed with my analysis and said he would discuss the matter with his member of Congress. So, yes, my draft bill of impeachment is there, circulated on Capitol Hill. It's been brought to the attention of every other member of the United States Congress, but so far I've had these three very positive conversations.
Well, thank you for getting the ball rolling. It's now time for our listeners to get it and send it themselves and supercharge this because, again, as I said, over 85% of Americans are against this damn war.
That's right. There's opposition, massive opposition among the American people, even propelling Tulsi Gabbard to resign from the Democratic Party. I think her conclusion that it's being run by elitist cabal of warmongers is correct. But I did want to say, Alex, that as I've told these three congresspeople, I am willing to serve pro bono publico, free of charge, as consultant, advisor, lawyer, or any member of Congress who wants to introduce a bill of impeachment against Biden on these grounds in order to prevent a war against Russia, yes.
And talk about some of what you've given them in briefings and other key points people should know about what this would look like, because we're seeing a major push by the media as a talking point that nuclear war is really not that big a deal. Might even be good for global warming, Dr. Boyle.
Well, this is pure insanity, Alex. I started studying nuclear weapons with the late, great Hans Morgenthau on January 5, 1970, in his basic course on international relations. He's considered to be the founder of international political science and even a mentor to Henry Kissinger. And Morgenthau just thought even tactical nuclear warfare, which is what they are talking about now, is pure insanity that would result in escalation to strategic nuclear war between then the Soviet Union and now the United States. I regret to report that Kissinger wrote a book advocating limited nuclear warfare. I went through, as you know, the same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger. They gave me his old office. But Morgenthau thought this notion of limited nuclear warfare was pure insanity. And that's what is being discussed now, limited nuclear warfare, as if it were just a walk in the park.
And for those that don't, you know, research this and have a degree in it, for people that don't know, because I read a lot of the white papers myself, in every major scenario, tactical almost always escalates to theater, and then theater always escalates to a wide war.
That is correct. And indeed, as I brought to the attention of these three members of Congress, you need to have a look at our Herman Kahn's ladder of escalation, where Kahn was one of these Dr. Strangelove types. And he wrote a book called On Escalation, which I had to read to get my PhD there at Harvard. And he goes through the different stages of escalation leading to a spasmodic nuclear war. And I think right now, last time I looked, we're about stage 16 or something like that. So, and we're moving up the ladder. Now we have these massive NATO nuclear war operations going on right now. So we're moving up Kahn's ladder of escalation, right? But it is, as you correctly pointed out, step by step. You could pull up Herman Kahn there on Wikipedia, and you'll see his ladder of escalation. I provided that to the three Congress people here I was dealing with and saying we're moving up this ladder, yes.
What are the geopolitical New World Order Anglo-American establishment wonks thinking when every analysis they've ever done, every war game the Pentagon's done, shows that this always leads to at least economic collapse, wider wars, and usually leads to total destruction of human life? I mean, what are they playing with fire like this for?
Well, Alex, I think they're going for broke. It's clear this goes back, I think, to the Brzezinski strategy. As you know, I went through the same PhD program at Harvard that produced Brzezinski before me. And the Brzezinski strategy was to use first Afghanistan to collapse the Soviet Union and then to use Ukraine to collapse the Soviet Union. That by starting a war against Russia in Ukraine, they could bleed Russia dry and force its collapse, force regime change, and if possible, the yes, that's it right there, to force the collapse of Russia into its constituent units. So they believe that this can be done. Brzezinski has been the top guru in foreign affairs and defense policy since the Carter administration. Indeed, even before that, Brzezinski was chairman of the Trilateral Commission for David Rockefeller. And it was Brzezinski and Rockefeller who recruited, co-opted Carter to run for the presidency. Brzezinski became his national security advisor and picked all the foreign affairs and defense people in that administration. And then he repeated it.
Stay right there. This is so.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact.
the globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless, and good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Dr. Francis Boyle, expert on warfare and the history of it, and was at the same level of school as the top people that created the current battle plans that they're following to a T, is our guest. He was getting cut off at the break, getting into Herman Kahn, one of the top people developing these strategies. Who developed a ladder, escalation ladder, that starts number one with the ostensible crisis. Number two, political, economic, and diplomatic gestures. Number three, solemn and formal declarations. Number four, hardening of positions, confrontation of wills. Number five, show of force. Number six, significant mobilization. And you go through this. This is exactly what's happening. And then by the end of it, you end with spasms of intense war. Just no more coordination, total release. Everybody's killed on planet Earth. Just total insanity. As he was saying, we're up to about 17 or 18 right now, limited escalations, spectacular show of demonstrations of force, blowing up bridges, blowing up pipelines. The Russians will have a justifiable counterattack. That's now started. And then the peaceful worldwide embargo or blockade, local nuclear war, which they keep saying is imminent. You can see from what the neocons are putting out, who really run the Democrats, they are following this as a blueprint, aren't they, Dr. Boyle?
Well, it seems so, Alex, except they believe that they will prevail one way or the other. They think they can pull this off. As I was saying, this is the Brzezinski strategy to use Ukraine to bleed Russia dry to promote regime change and ultimately the crack up of Russia into its constituent units. As I said, when we broke off, then Brzezinski became the advisor to Obama during his presidential campaign and vetted and approved all the foreign affairs and defense people working for Obama for 8 years. That's Obama-Biden people. So they've all gotten promotions, and now they're working for Biden, and they're pursuing the Brzezinski strategy. That's how dangerous this is. They're prepared to move up that ladder of escalation, as they just did today, by launching these massive NATO nuclear war maneuvers in Europe. Yes.
So if we know their battle plan, how do we stop them? I guess impeachment, massive protest. What do we do?
I think a combination of both, right. But you have my bill of impeachment there. I just figured someone had to grab the bull by the horns and come out with leadership here, like Tulsi Gabbard, and do something about it. And then we need people to take to the streets in peaceful, nonviolent protests everywhere. Sit-ins, disruptions, a general strike to try to stop a war here. Between the United States, a de jure war between the United States and Russia.
Well, that's right. If we saw 2.3 billion burned down and 20 police officers killed and the rest of it over George Floyd, which I think was wrong, but I understand people being angry and the media manipulated it. We don't want to see billions of dollars burned. We don't want to see cops killed. We want to see peaceful mass strike and mobilization and saying no to World War III. People need to get their priorities straight here.
Yeah, I think a general strike would be a great idea. The late, great Phil Berrigan consulted with me on having a general strike to prevent the war against Iraq, and I agreed to go along with it, but unfortunately Phil died, and I'm not Phil Berrigan, so we never did it. But I think that's what we need right now. Just bring the country to a halt and stop this ladder of escalation towards nuclear war, because as Hans Morgenthau pointed out, the mentor to Henry Kissinger, my teacher, mentor, and friend, limited nuclear war, tactical nuclear war, is pure insanity. It will inevitably escalate up that Herman Kahn ladder to spasmodic nuclear warfare, right.
And is that not the metaphor in Dr. Strangelove of the Doomsday Bomb, which we now know the Russians have deployed a Doomsday submarine?
They do have, according to the published reports, yes, they have a war plan like that, that if their leadership is taken out, it will automatically shoot off everything they have. Yes, a dead hand. That's the report that I've read, yes.
What do you make about the talking point that hydrogen bombs aren't radioactive now?
Well, I mean, that's just preposterous, Alex. As you probably remember, after the defeat of Germany in World War II on May 8, 1945, several members of the Manhattan Project quit. because they felt the only reason we were developing the atomic bomb was because, as Einstein said in his favorite, in his famous letter to President Roosevelt, the Nazis were developing the atomic bomb. They figured with the defeat of Germany, it was no longer necessary. And then they moved on to the what was called the super, the hydrogen bomb. Okay, and several more members of the Manhattan Project quit at that point because, as they understood it, the super, the hydrogen bomb, could only be used as a weapon of genocide. And all of our strategic and intermediate nuclear forces are thermonuclear weapons, hydrogen bombs. Right.
Gut level, what do you think the chances are of this thing kicking off with tactical weapons?
They're very high. I mean, as President Kennedy said during the Cuban Missile Crisis, he estimated maybe up to 50%. I think that's where we are right now. And by the way, Alex, we will be having these massive nuclear exercises for the next 2 weeks. It's already been announced that at the end of the month, the Russians will be having their massive nuclear exercises, Operation Storm. So we're going to have an intersection here of massive nuclear exercises by both Russia and the United States, NATO, going on at approximately the same time.
And for people that don't know what that means, why don't you explain? They're going to put the weapons in launch mode. They're going to prepare. They're going to test targets. This is just the act of these drills is extremely dangerous.
Right. And as you correctly pointed out, what are called exercises, war maneuvers, oftentimes go hot and have been planned to go hot. Yes. So, indeed, there's no way the Russians will know or be able to know that our nuclear capabilities that we are exercising now don't have nuclear thermonuclear bombs in them already.
Let me ask you this. In most drills, they do. Let me ask you this. During drills, they have Navy SEALs move bombs around, tactical weapons. I mean, that's all happening. What do you make of Rob Reiner and all these other liberals, people like Sean Penn running around saying we should use nukes first, it's sexy, it's good? These people should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, what happened to these people that Hollywood is now drooling over preemptive nuclear attacks?
Well, I can't say I spend much time following Hollywood celebrities. So
no, I don't either, but since when is Hollywood promoting nuclear war?
Well, Hollywood's made enormous sums of money out of promoting war, as we all know, Alex. Look at all the war movies they're constantly shoving down our throat, the promotion of violence and killing, you name it. So Hollywood actors make enormous amounts of money off of war, indeed. All these war movies are coordinated.
Sure, and but also the reason I brought it up is they're being told by the deep state, promote this.
Yes, I think that's correct. That is the agenda here. Right. There is an agenda. Right.
Yeah, so we're seeing when pro-nuclear war propaganda, that's the greatest threat in human history. That is another troubling sign.
It's a terrible sign. And also this demonization of Putin and Russia. Whenever we've seen a demonization before, we go to war with the demons. Right. So it's a very distressing, discouraging sign.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Okay, it's now live on Infowars.com. We'll put it on screen. And that is the impeachment of Joe Biden for violating the War Powers Act, violating law, launching an illegal war without congressional authorization. We need to make a big issue out of this. We have momentum. Breaking: Congress circulating articles of impeachment against Biden to prevent nuclear war against Russia. And the impeachment written by Dr. Francis Boyle, who wrote the impeachment of George Herbert Walker Bush, it is live at Infowars.com. Read it, share it, stop Armageddon. Everyone should go get this and hit every member of Congress. Everybody should send it to talk show hosts. Everybody should send it to your church. We need to stop this and stop this now. This is insane. You got cut off by the break. Dr. Boyle, you were trying to finish a statement.
Well, Alex, what we're seeing here is the Pentagon's philosophy, think tankers' philosophy of escalation dominance. They believe that they can dominate Russia on every ladder of that, every plank of that scale of escalation. And for that reason, they will prevail. The difference is, however, that President Kennedy took the steps that he did, including planning for war for Cuba that was only 90 miles off of our coast. Well, this Ukraine is right on Russia's borders. And indeed, right now, Ukraine is launching military attacks into Russia. Well, Alex, I've toured the front lines, World War II front lines at Leningrad, Moscow, and Stalingrad. Indeed, I spent a day touring around Stalingrad, and the pure savagery of the German army took my breath away. We have to understand, then, that Stalingrad is only 460 kilometers from the front lines there at Donbass. And the U.S., NATO, and these neo-Nazi Ukrainian forces are right there that we put into power in 2014 with a coup d'etat against the democratically elected government under the sponsorship of Obama, Biden, and as conceded by Newland, spent $5 billion there over there with cookies and everything. And now Biden has Newland as the Undersecretary of State, the number three official in the State Department. So I think that shows you what the agenda is here and how dangerous it is. The Soviets lost 27 million people there in World War II, and Ukraine is an existential issue for them, as Cuba was an existential issue for President Kennedy. We have to understand that.
Sure. And I mean, imagine if Russia was putting nuclear weapons on our border with Mexico and Texas. So let's expand on this. Stanley Kubrick, there was a big debate about this. Curtis LeMay, L.L. Limitzer, wanted a preemptive war against Russia. That was coming out at the time. Kennedy had said no. That information got circulated. And then Kubrick makes a movie with fictitious names, but a composite of real people and real things that could have taken place. And in that, we basically see the very same type of escalations that are happening here, where the elites in their bunkers said, oh, yeah, we'll kill 50 million Russians, and we'll only lose 20 million, 30 million tops. We'll get our hair messed up a little bit. So when Newland and all these chicken hawks are talking about a survivable nuclear war, they're not talking about survivable for us. They're talking about for their deep state that already hates us and that sees us as the enemy just as much as they see the Russians as an enemy.
Well, again, Tulsi Gabbard said they are an elitist cabal of warmongers, and that's perfectly correct. I went to Harvard with large numbers of these people. They trained me to be one of them. That is what we are dealing with. You're perfectly correct. Tulsi Gabbard is perfectly correct, too. Yes.
And I find that there's a common theme here. I know a lot of military people that have been officers but also enlisted, involved in a lot of really serious stuff, and they're all against war, and they're all against nuclear war, and say this is dangerous and horrible. But all these chicken hawks like Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden, who wouldn't know which end of a gun shoots, they think a nuclear war is survivable. That adds an even higher level of danger that for them it's like a video game, but it's not for military people.
No, because the military people will be the first to die in any type of war. As we're moving, as I said before, even the New York Times reported right now we have special forces fighting in Ukraine. Okay? They're the cutting edge, and they will be first to get killed, and it will move from there.
By the way, a year ago, before February came, I know people that are over there, they didn't tell me the specifics, but since February started, I know people that have been directly out there directing lasing targets for the Ukrainians to attack them. So, yes. We have undoubtedly lost regular enlisted, not just cutouts, not just mercenaries, or not just contractors. We are losing U.S. active service members right now in war with Russia.
My understanding is, yes, that we have. They just haven't reported them because they're there illegally and unconstitutionally. And so they're not going to report these casualties. You're perfectly correct.
Sure, well, it's like Eisenhower's advisors in Vietnam. We supposedly finally had the police action or the military action in 64 with Tonkin under LBJ, but it was really going on in 60.
Yeah, it went back to Eisenhower and then Kennedy, correct. That's when the Vietnam War really started. They just didn't say anything in public, and finally we get the Gulf of Tonkin resolution where, you know, it comes out of the closet and everyone's aware of what's going on. You use the metaphor of sleepwalking into, you know, World War III. I think that's what the American people are doing here. They're just not aware of how dangerous the situation is. I think if they realize that this is just as, if not even more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis, I would hope the American people would act by impeaching Biden and also a general strike. I don't see right now anything else that can really stop the momentum here, because Biden and the Bidenites are completely impervious to reason. You're perfectly correct on that.
Well, it's important to kiss our children and grandchildren and say our prayers, folks. This is not a game. This is not a joke. I know a lot of military people that are high up, and they are very concerned, really worried, and we are sleepwalking into destruction. Dr. Boyle, you've written a lot of books. You've written a book on this subject. People can Google your name. Where's the best place for people to find your writings?
They could just go to Amazon.com, and most of my writings will be there for purposes of today's conversation. You have my book, The Criminality of Nuclear Deterrence, and it has been updated in my latest book, World Politics, Human Rights, and International Law, that brings the situation up to date to the repudiation of the INF Treaty by Bolton, the neocon, who regretfully convinced Trump to repudiate that INF treaty, and how dangerous the situation is right now.
All right, Doctor, thank you so much, and look forward to speaking to you hopefully in the future if we're all still here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on, Alex. Please keep up this type of work.
I'm trying. Okay. Wow. We're going to go to break. We got Harold Salente coming up. I got a few final stories I want to hit in the next little five-minute segment. We won't be here if you don't fund us. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. If you choose to keep us on air, that's your choice, and I appreciate all your support. Plus, we got stuff you really need. There's a run on iodine everywhere because of the nuclear threat. That's not why we sell iodine, though. Ours is the best and great for your thyroid. It's great for your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the best. It's back in stock. 60% off with promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, all of the supplements are 40 to 50% off with promo code 1776, an additional 10% off. That's up to 60% off, and that sale is going to have to end very, very soon because a bunch of these items are about to sell out. Despite the fact that we're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion and X3 and a bunch of other products like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, we're still offering them with 10% off with promo code 1776. On top of the giant sales that are currently going on. So the biggest sale, 60% off with promo code. The smallest sales, 10% off on the signed book or unsigned book. But with promo code 1776, because they're not on sale. Those are fundraising items. Get the Great Reset and the War for the World signed or unsigned, and get 10% off with promo code 1776. And I want to thank you all for coming through. You've really been doing it. Taking a lot of stress off me. All right, we'll be right back with hour number four. Stay with us.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.